Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Smith of the gun on first down in the pocket. Here comes trouble. He's sacked. Will Anderson Jr. with a sack on Geno Smith.
He's got 10.5 on the season. Danielle Hunter's got 12. Derek Stingley's got a pick 6. This defense has lots and lots of players, and they were the reason the Texans were able to hang on and take down the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday, 23-21, for a 7th straight win. It is a Reaction Monday. Paul Gallon in for Reggie. John Lopez. John, this offense, it took a step back against the Raiders yesterday. The kind of step back that makes you wonder if this is just what it's going to be. We have a couple of games left for the offense to theoretically improve, but it's hard to see it getting a whole lot better after a game where they struggled to run the football and where CJ Stroud was just inaccurate.
Well, let me ask you. I got a lot of questions for you, Paul. I got a lot of questions for our listeners here because I'm not sure I have the answers. I do think this. I do think the book is written on what this offense can do. It can be very effective. It can have its moments. We've seen them in recent weeks. By the way, with a healthy offensive line, Trent Brown all of a sudden being so important, you know, who knows where it goes. But I don't think we're going to sit here and say, as we did going into the Cardinals game and certainly this game, all right, let's see them keep advancing. Let's see the consistency. Let's see the offense hold more than its own, you know, doesn't have to be great, but hold more than its own, do enough to make the defense proud, for lack of a better way to put it. You know, the offense has to do something to make the defense proud and actually move the ball, score some points consistently. I know this offense can do it. We've seen it. But consistently, I think the book is written. We can't count on boom, 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 especially with the injuries up front, Trent Brown specifically, as I mentioned, that you know what you're going to get from the defense. I don't think we can count or know what we're going to get from the offense. Are you there?
I don't trust them. Mm-hmm. I know they can't run the ball, period.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons they're so bad in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz, who do the Texans trust?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like they trust Jalen Noll at all offensively.
And 9 snaps.
He needs more.
He had 9 snaps.
And Christian Kirk, at the very least, had a nice catch and run over the middle of the field. It wasn't like he was a husk out there, but there are so many questions about the offense, and then when the quarterback's just inaccurate, this would have been a loss against, I would say, 66% of the league.
Yeah.
You just happened to play the worst team in the league yesterday. CJ Stroud, after the game, was asked about the Texans' defense, how good it's been, and how many warts it hides for this offense.
I try not to think like that, you know, and I think, you know, if you ask our guys, like, we're kind of tired of, you know, people, you know, downplaying us, but rightfully so. Like, we haven't put it on tape every game.
Yes.
And I think, you know, we're getting better offensively, and I'm confident as ever in my guys. And it's not always going to be clean, not always going to be easy, but, you know, we're going to continue to fight for each other, continue to, you know, push the envelope. But, yeah, I mean, our defense is amazing. You know, they're great. Our special teams is great. You know, and I want one day for us, you know, to say our offense is great as well. So, I think, you know, it's all about the team, all about winning. So,
look, he's kind of saying what I just said. Like, he basically said, look, we need to do better. We need to be more consistent. Yes, you do. I just feel like that book is written. I can't go into the Chargers game, and maybe they will, and say, all right, the offense is going to do enough. They're going to move the ball. They're going to put, you know, as D'Amico says, put at least 20 on. We always talk about get to 24 points and all that, that you can absolutely count on it from the offense. Keep in mind, one of their scores was a defensive score yesterday. Yeah. I think the book has been written on the offense, which leads to my other question, and that is, can this defense carry them? And I'm not talking about carrying them into the playoffs. We know that's going to happen. Or even maybe the second round game. I'm talking about carry them to the places that we think that, you know, that they could go.
It can win them a couple of games. I don't think it's winning them 4. I don't think it's winning them 3. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's what you need for a Super Bowl. That's what you need to get to a Super Bowl. You're going to have it happen every single week. It's not a defense versus league anymore. You mm-hmm. know, the days of the 2000 Ravens, the early 2000 Bucks, the early 2000s Patriots, those defenses won their team's championships. It's not to say a defense can't win a championship, mm-hmm. but you need the offense to also do something. And I don't trust this offense on a regular basis. Part of it is because they have their hand tied behind their back with mm-hmm. the offensive line injuries, with the running back injuries, all that. But the other part is, week to week, C.J. Stroud, it's just not happening the way that a lot of us still believe it can. And it's leading a lot of people to go crazy and say Davis Mills is the guy, which I'm not doing.
No, we're not doing that. Yeah.
But it's also leading some to wonder, okay, second contract, what's fair for C.J. Stroud?
Yeah.
You don't want to move on to the unknown again, mm-hmm. but you also are looking at him and thinking to yourself, damn, there's something more here. Why can't they tap into it?
Yeah.
And there's only so long you can blame the offensive line, the offensive coordinator.
Well, that's fair, but I also think get him the right offensive coordinator that he, and I'm not saying we're going to fire Nick Caley, they're not, but I'm saying one that he has confidence in, and maybe we feel a little different. But this is where I switch it to the defense and how much confidence we have in them from this point forward. We know they're the best defense in the NFL. We also know this. The interior defensive line was attacked a lot. Obviously, no Tim Settle anymore on IR. No Mario Edwards anymore on IR, and Ashton Jeanty ran for 145 yards. Is that, let me put it this way, did the Raiders, as lowly and bad as they are, kind of set a template for some of these other teams that you're going to see?
My hope is no. My hope is that Azeez Al-Shaair being out meant the Texans were just screwed from the get-go.
No matter who's up in front of him.
Right.
Yeah.
But to what you're saying, yeah, you miss a guy. Mario Edwards has been a really solid player, especially in run support mm-hmm. for the Texans in the couple of seasons that he's been here, and the next man up did not do their job yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and the next man up at linebacker as well. This was a rough day for Henry Toto. I do love what I saw from EJ Speed yesterday.
Yeah.
I think EJ Speed had a great game, especially stopping the run. But the big plays that the Texans allowed, to me, I don't know if it's a template, John, as much as it's you just got a really high bar for them to meet every single mm-hmm. week to win the game, because they are the ones that are being asked to win the game every single year.
Yeah.
You know, go back to 2016, and you might have remembered me bitching and moaning about Brock Osweiler back then, you know, like how much he drove me crazy. Shout out to him becoming a pretty good broadcaster. But I remember going into the locker room that season and seeing Texans defensive players mm-hmm. sitting in the corner of a locker room, and it was almost like, I don't know if they're about to stage a mutiny, but I know they are definitely talking trash about Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, a little sewing circle over there.
Right, exactly. Like, this effing guy. Yes. What did he read from his leadership book today that he brought to the press conference?
But see, here's the thing. I know they're going to be a better defense with Al-Shaair on the team. They just are. Well, I mean, on the field. But this rotation of 4, sometimes 5 guys is now 2, maybe 3 that are proven. So that's where my worry is yes, Al-Shaair makes them better, but those interior guys were attacked. Here's another question I have, because it goes back to the Cardinals game as well. Are tight ends a problem? Are tight ends a problem for this defense? Now, those were 2 of the best tight ends you'll see, but tight ends over the last 2 games have 20 catches against the Texans. 20.
It's been a problem for a couple of years, and you know, the game against the Chiefs goes the way it goes, where Travis Kelce isn't the factor that he was in the playoffs last year, and you probably thought to yourself, okay,
yeah,
maybe things are a little bit better against tight ends. But yeah, and I was joking with you. Bill O'Brien once gave me crap for this because I was confusing a couple of white tight ends. All these guys look the same to me.
How dare you, Paul.
But I thought all those white tight ends were Brock Bowers, and apparently they weren't. They have more than just Brock Bowers at tight end out there.
Yeah, when I say template, the combination of the interior defensive line, I'll put it this way. What the Raiders did yesterday, we will see again, and we'll see it maybe this Saturday. Against the LA Chargers, and we'll certainly see it in the postseason because they didn't quote unquote expose this defense. This defense is awesome, but they found some little areas that they might be able to pick at, better teams might be able to pick at, and in a close game, it might be a difference. The other thing is pass coverage with backs out of the backfield, biggest play of the game for the Raiders. Henry Toa, boy, he's had a rough morning in the film room, I guarantee you that. Not only did he get toasted, he started jogging.
Yeah, that drove me crazy.
He started jogging.
This defense never does that.
Yeah.
And in that play, he did. Yeah. And, I mean, whoever the guy was that was downfield that at least got his...
Was it Miles Bryant?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, he challenged him.
Yeah.
I think Toa could have caught him. And look, that offense versus this defense, goal-to-go
situation...
In the
red zone, yeah.
Yeah, I'd feel better... That's a one situation where I feel better about the Texans offense in the red zone situation.
Yes.
The Raiders offense in the red zone in a cramped space.
I just went, ooh, that's going to be a rough day because, not only was the play given up, but then he was half-assing it, you know, down the sideline, and that ain't going to play. You know, and then it comes back to the coverage with the backs out of the backfield too. I mean, you got some good backs you're going to face in the postseason coming out of the backfield. So this defense is great. I have confidence in it. I think it can carry it a long way. But there were just some little bitty things where I'm like, all right, we're going to see that again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, they will attack those specific parts of the defense again.
You know, you say the film room stuff, and it's like, I don't want to point out, I'm not pointing out anybody in particular, but guys.
Henry.
Right here. Look at this. Yes. We do not do this.
Yeah. And you asked Pete Carroll about it.
Yes. So Pete Carroll, unprompted at the beginning of his press conference yesterday, said that the Texans have the best defense in the league. Since I used to do a weekly show with him up in Seattle, Humblebrag, I asked him about it moments later.
This is the best defense in the NFL, and they've been doing it week in and week out and been on a roll.
Pete, what about that Texans defense makes them the best in the league, as you just said?
Yeah. You know, nobody asked me that. You know, I'm glad you asked. Because I see something in what D'Amico's done with these guys in acquiring, recruiting, however it is, to get guys that really can play the game. This is a really loaded defense, not size, weight, speed-wise. They are, in terms of their playmaking ability, the linebackers, we didn't see their top guy today, but the linebackers and the safeties and the corners, they don't all have, they're not the biggest, they're not the fastest, they're just terrific football players. And they've found the scheme that comes out of the San Francisco background, they recognize that calls for the ends to play like they play, and they've just played right and recruited kind of and drafted to the strengths of the style that they want to play with. I think it's a really important thing to notice for D. I mean, he's, you know, and how they've ever put it together to figure it out, because it's really, to me, it's very impressive. And so we hold him in the highest of regard, and so to play against him well was, I think, is a great statement for us. But they're on track, and Stroud played, you know, well enough to win the game, made enough plays today, and see, you know, Chubb get out there and run the ball a little bit. One of my favorites. It was a heck of a football game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
First of all, it was so cool because Pete Carroll clearly misses you. He misses Paulie.
I don't know.
You used to do a weekly hit with him?
I did. We used to sit in, down with him in person.
What a great question, Paul.
I wish you had said my name.
I miss you.
I'm not going to lie. When I was at the press conference, this is just me just being such an egomaniac, narcissist. I'm like, will Pete Carroll recognize me?
Bat, we're bound to you, man.
Yeah. He's like, what a great question.
I used to have a very thick beard, and I had less of a hairline than I have now. I started taking Propecia. I take PEDs for my hair, guys. It's never too late.
Start to see PEDs.
I take PEDs, man. Taking PEDs. Nothing wrong with a little Propecia in your life, a little Rogaine foam as well.
Yeah.
Look, they are the best defense in the league. Mm-hmm. But the best defenses in the league don't score touchdowns every week.
Correct.
That won you the game. Mm-hmm. Derek Stingley getting that pick six, you don't get that. I mean, that late touchdown by the Raiders. Do you trust this Texans offense to score in that last drive? I trust them to maybe get a field goal of 40 yards or so by Kyavy Fairbairn after shooting themselves in the foot in the red zone like they do regularly.
Yeah.
But do you trust them to go down there and score a touchdown when it matters most? Not after Sunday. You maybe felt a little bit better about it after the game against the Cardinals, but Chiefs game, this game, Colts game, there have been moments where the offense, it's just not enough, and it's not a matter of the running backs out there.
Yeah.
It's a total thing. Their offensive line has some real limitations. Now it's going to have even more limitations. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I mean, C.J. Stroud is not consistent enough yet.
Well, that's why we started this segment. First of all, that was really good analysis of the Texans' defense by Pete Carroll there, because he hit all the points. You know, that some of these guys, you know, obviously we talk about Lassiter and some other guys, maybe not the fastest. Henry Toto is a great story. You know, where he's come from, his first year to now. Jalen Petrie, you know, becoming just an absolute weapon. You know, some of the best tackles yesterday in crucial minutes were. So the defense, I'm not worried about. They're going to be great. They're going to carry this team a long way. But he also said it was a great compliment to us to be able to find success against them. Yes, it was. And it was a great plan. Maybe with the limitations now that you have at the defensive tackle position, I think, as I mentioned earlier, we are going to see that again. It's just a matter of if the Texans can respond.
John Lopez, Paul Gallant. Texans took down the Raiders yesterday, 23-21. Seven straight wins for Houston. 10 wins for the third straight season under DeMeco Ryans. A lot of good on that side of things if we're looking at the macro. But the micro, this was a sloppy win. How are you feeling about it? 713-572-4610. Lunchtime confessions are next. I did something that makes me very concerned about my ability to be a father. I'll talk about that on the other side and more. Stay put.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.